There, this is Papa Bona. I'm talking to you tonight about the new show, Plausible Deniability. What kind of damn name is that, Plausible Deniability? Well, back in my day, we had good names for shows, not something like this here bullshit. I'm still getting paid, right? Plausible Deniability tonight. It's a skit show, lots of improv, pornography, superheroes, parental guidance is suggested. Damn, it's just damn near has to happen. Our first skit tonight's gonna be about a bunch of superheroes having a meeting. Back in my day, superheroes didn't have no damn meetings. They just went out and did what they fucking wanted to. And they was fine with that, cause they didn't know no better. Now here's the skit. Leave me alone.
Hey guys, I'm glad you could all make it here today.
Oh yes, well, glad that you brought us here. I've been really curious about how this sort of thing works.
Me too. I don't really understand why we're here, Sausage Man.
Well, let me tell you, it's a funny story. I think that we could work together as a team. I think we could. I mean, look at us. We're three prime men in our and a lady.
Well, I was going to say, what about the woman?
Well, I was getting to that. I was getting that erection, dude, you know?
Are you objectifying her? I mean, just because she's a sexy superheroine, you know, with the power of orgasmic touch, I mean, you can't...
Right. Behold the vagina.
You can't just write that off as, you know...
I got boobs.
I mean, you know, if she touched you, you'd turn into a quivering mass on the floor. That's pretty powerful. See? Told you. And then you go clean up now.
She touched me earlier, and I'm still recovering.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm telling you, my bratwursts are salty.
So, you want us to do this superhero team thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think that we could really clean up this town.
I kind of like working alone, actually.
But you don't want to do a foursome?
Well, with you, it's over too fast. One touch, we're done.
You gotta wear gloves. No glove, no love.
What a hell of a touch, though.
Well,
not a bad
thing. The whole thing is, I'm kind of like, I'm a loner. You know, I stalk the night and stuff.
Come on, Erection Man. Everybody needs a team.
Well,
I mean, are you that hard up, Erection Man?
Well, you know, that's one of my crime-fighting secrets, you know, is that I go hard in the night. I mean, that's what I do.
Someone's got to stand up for justice.
That's right.
I know, but it's stiff competition out there, so we should all stick together.
It is. And
where are those couple of nuts you have as sidekicks?
Well, actually, I had to retire them because they decided that they liked someone else's sausage better than mine.
Sausage Man.
That is a good point, Moob Man. It's just awful that his balls have left.
It is. It's terrible. I don't know. And that's one of the reasons why I'm lonely in the night now. Just running around, batting away at things, you know, poking here and there, prodding when I need to.
I'm really needing to make a little extra money, though. I know we don't get paid to do this, but...
You're really milking this, aren't you, Moon
Man? I'm trying, but I need new brassieres. It's killing me.
Are you related to the PMS Avenger?
He's my second cousin, twice removed.
I knew it. Well,
so tell me, Orgasm Girl, what do you think?
I think let's do it. Let's go all in. I mean, I think that we could reach new heights and reach.
Wait, did she just say go all in?
Yes.
Was that an erection joke? Are you making fun of my superpower?
Well, let's not think about this too deeply.
This is gonna go in and out for quite a while, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But it should be quite tasty in the end.
We really need to focus, guys.
Shut up.
Let's lactate.
Nobody cares what you say. Golly.
Every time.
You're really getting a THO on this, aren't you?
He is the terror that flaps in the night.
He's flapping something over there.
Yes, he is. Did you forget your sports bra there?
I did. I'm sorry.
Look, guys, I called you here, and lady, I called you here because I think we could make a difference here.
Well, What are the benefits? I mean, like, do we have, like, a gym membership or something?
No, but I do have a 2-for-1 coupon.
What do you mean, gym membership? You saying I need to go to the gym?
Well, no, I have to work out my member. I mean, it has to stay as physically fit as possible. Otherwise, when I whack something, it's just, and I never get to whack it off. I just actually whack it over. So, you know, there's a reason there.
Okay.
You know. Don't bounce on us quite yet, Moob Man. We've got this down, okay? We can figure this out. We can all come to an agreement on this.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think this through, brother. I mean, really, seriously. Here, hold on to this for a minute.
Man, come on. Really?
Well,
here,
Orgasm, sometimes...
Girl, hold this.
Okay. I'll be back. Go to the restroom.
She took out Erection Man just with a single touch. See that? This is what I'm talking about. With this combined...
I'm glad you're on our side.
With this kind of power, we could easily crush Gonorrhea Guy and all of his little dripplings.
I don't know. I think I sprained my wrist on that one.
Whew. I'm back. Lord have mercy. That was a mess.
Erection Guy, you're back.
I am.
One stroke. She right. took you out in one stroke.
Well...
Are you up for some more of this?
Not quite. I'm feeling kind of limp about this right now, actually. It's really kind of got me down.
The task is really kind of draining.
It is.
Okay, it's not that flaccid of an idea to think that we could get together on a common good.
You know, you say that, but...
Well, what about... I mean, if we get together, I mean, my city would... I mean, the Milky Way... I mean, if we're all in one area fighting crime, my city is going to...
We help protect each other's area as well.
You know,
you say areola?
I never see you come to my town. I mean, Bonerville is on its own over here, just kind of by itself in the night, you know.
Well, I just...
And you know, Milwaukee is really a tough place to guard, so...
Yeah, so there's... Well, there's just too much out there.
I live in a podunk place. The only good place to eat there is the Y.
Yeah, the Y.
That's true.
I don't know what to say. I mean, you keep saying that we should do this. In fact, wasn't it you last year that wanted us all to get together and do that clown act, that traveling circus thing?
Yes, that's true. And you know, that would have worked, too. It would have worked, but... You know, Areola Man over there wouldn't...
Well,
Moob Man
Moob
wouldn't...
Moob Man, thank you.
And you know...
Listen here, Summer Sausage.
You know...
Come on, guys, there's no reason to fight over this. Look, Orgasmo Girl, I've been to your town before, you know? The Y isn't a bad place to eat. I mean, it smells like fish, but it tastes like honey.
Oh, we should all get along. I mean, aren't we all in search of that happy ending?
Well, we are, except for M.M. over here, who melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Really? Really? And yeah. Your weakness is spermicide.
Well, you know, there's always going to be some kind of counter somewhere, okay? Nobody here is unbreakable.
He makes a good point.
Well, you throw a condom at him, and what happens? He explodes all over himself.
Safely. Very safely, though. You know, I mean, there's always got to be some sort of... You don't want collateral damage. I mean, you know, that you just can't go everywhere.
Moob Man.
You're just hanging there once you've been hit with
Moob
that.
Man. Your arguments are cheesy, okay?
Completely.
Just move on.
Like smegma.
You are utterly ridiculous in this.
It's ridiculous in more ways than one. I'm actually offended now.
Come on. Seriously. Bruh.
You're making
it... Seriously.
Very hard for me to maintain my status here.
I don't think we should do it. We can't even sit here in a group.
Well, we could lay here in a group.
I don't want
a
to
circle?
Lay here with y'all.
Yeah, we could.
No, I
feel like I would just flop over to the side.
Well, you probably would, but if somebody's on that side to catch you, then you'll never fall.
You'll always be on the side, Moob.
Always.
Hey. Have some self-respect. I mean, to love yourself is the greatest love of all.
And that's why I love myself so much. I'm emotional about it.
I am really impressed about the size of your forearms. I mean, you could probably really clobber somebody.
Well, you have to stay. You have to exercise yourself all the time.
When you flog the bad guys, it must really hurt.
I flog like nobody's flogging business. It's the flogger from way back. The flogger who flogs in the night. I'm flogalicious.
Yes, but
gives a whole new meaning to detective.
Yes, this is true. And later, you and I, maybe I could dictate something for you.
So, is it true about some of your biggest bad guys over there, Erection Man? They're always coming around, sticking their business in where it shouldn't belong, and whenever you defeat them, they're like, oops, licked again.
Well, that is a rumor. I mean, the tabloids do follow my exploits.
I really like the last headline I read.
You can erection, read?
Erection Man, you know, he finds assholes and pounds the shit out of them.
Well, yeah. I heard that you get their lickety-split, so it's all good. Whatever works, you know? Hey, I'm not judging you. You don't judge me. Freak of nature.
Come on, guys. Seriously, we could make this work.
I can't work with him.
Sure you can.
He makes it too hard.
Well, it's what I do, okay? It's what I do.
You must embrace this, nestle us within your bosom, and know where we are going with this.
Yes.
Way down in the cockles of my heart.
Look, when we were together and you showed me...
You were together?
Well, he was showing me Twin Peaks and, you know, the valley in between. There was so much room and I loved it so much that I gifted him with a pearl necklace, and he's worn it ever since, actually.
You told nobody. You told me you would tell no one about that.
I didn't tell anyone about that.
You just told...
No, you're hearing things. I was actually talking about the weather.
Pearl necklaces.
Mm. Where did you hear that?
That's one of my favorite things to give.
It is. Mm-hmm. I don't understand you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I know. I like to receive them.
He's moody. What can I tell you?
Yes, he is definitely moody.
Yes, yes.
Now with the cow jokes?
Wait. Hey. Was that some little...
Hold on. I got to adjust
insults.
My strap.
You don't know what's at stake.
I have no beef with him.
Okay, look. I say we adjourn this meeting for now, and we come back and vote, because we have to go to the movies, actually.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, we made this date a week ago, and this whole meeting that we keep having about joining forces and whatever, I mean, it's just really...
Does anybody have mind control?
Mind control. No, actually, no.
Has pussy control.
Orgasmo girl touches you, you can't think. Does that count?
What if I put on these tassels and spin them?
Oh,
that
blind.
Could be hypnotism. I like it. It could work. Yes, I'm with you. I'm going to go see my favorite movie. It's about a pug who can't run.
I've heard that one.
Yes.
Love that pug who can't run.
I know you do.
He can't run.
His favorite thing is roast chicken and a hug.
Yeah. But it's all okay because he loves his family and his family loves him. So it's all good.
But we'll
have
this.
Can't fucking run.
This discussion is not over, guys. We really could come together as one. I have no doubt about it.
Okay, but if we do that, you've got to change the name that you came up with, because there's no way I'm going to join a group called Rosie Palm and her five stepsisters. It's just not going to happen.
It's true, because we don't have
five. We don't have a fifth.
Well, there's no fifth.
That's right.
Who's
going to
be the pinky?
Mm. Well, I mean, there's...
Dick Dude. I think he's in town, isn't he?
And Puberty Boy is nearby, actually. Puberty
Boy. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Killing people with his zits. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, before we
elastic
go,
pubes.
Erection Man, can you fix my bra strap? It got loose again.
All right, hang on. I'm not going to use my hands for this.
Oh, God.
Quit tickling my ear. Stop it.
Okay, done.
League of Lions and Tours of Tyler present Unleashed, a pro wrestling show that will rock your socks off. September 3rd at the Early College High School Gymnasium at 2800 West Shaw Street in Tyler, Texas from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Featuring superstar World Tag Team Champion Lance Archer, WWE star and Texas legend Rodney Mack, fresh from his pro tour in Japan, Dirty Andy Dalton, and hardcore wrestling maniac Masada. It's going to blow your mind like a backwards body slam off a top rope. For more information and tickets, go to toursoftyler.com or call 214-621-6071. That's 214-621-6071.
Hey, to be sure, how you doing out there? This is Jericho from Paranoia, Texas, and you're listening to AstronetRadio.com, because you got good taste.
This DJ Big Bailey Records, here with GB the Showboat. We host weddings, family reunions, and any kind of party. We got you covered, homie. Wait, hold up.
We're the hottest of the hot. We're the best of the best. Forget the rest. DJ Big Bailey Records, we got your blues, the hip-hop, country, R&B. We got it all. For more info, call 903-283-5414. That's 903-283-5414. Like us on Facebook. Yeah.
Here's Papa Bona again. Our next skit tonight's gonna be about a bunch of partygoers in a costume and get pulled over by the cops. That's about stupid if you ask me. Although I went to a costume party one time. I put on a Richard Nixon mask and wore an Irish potato on my dink. I went as a dictator. Now that's funny. Here's the next skit.
License and registration, please, sir.
Here's my license.
This looks nothing like you.
I'm headed to a party.
Is that why you're wearing a tutu?
Yes, sir.
And the makeup there that's sort of half clown, half werewolf?
I was gonna be a ballerina werewolf clown.
A ballerina werewolf clown? Clown,
right,
sir. What movie, sort of disc, party disc was this? Dolls. Who else is in the car with you, there, sir?
Just some friends of mine. They were going to the party with me.
Okay. The lady sitting over there. What in the world is that you're wearing, ma'am? It looks like a body condom with a big red S on the front. Like, what are you, super cock or something?
No, I am. Save a hoe.
Save a hoe. And you use the condom with the big red S.
Yeah, because I'm saving hoes from getting pregnant.
Oh.
You get it?
I get it.
So, saving hoes.
But are you guys a couple?
No.
But you're going to the party the same, and you're dressed like you are.
It's a costume
party.
Is
he one of the hoes you're trying to save?
No.
No.
I'm what she's trying to save the hose from.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
Well, what about the guy in the back seat back there?
He needed a ride.
Yeah, needed a ride.
He said that he wanted to be the giant rubber chicken.
He looks the part. He definitely looks like a giant rubber cock. I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
We told him it didn't match the thing, but, you know.
Sir, that looks kind of uncomfortable. How do you fit into that thing?
Look, I'm not going to a costume party. I normally... This is my normal clothes, and I'm a little bit offended.
What? You normally wear this? You normally dress as a giant chicken?
Why not? Wouldn't you if you had this magnificent suit?
Don't you get some funny looks walking down the street wearing that?
Kind of the point.
Are you judging him, officer?
No.
Hold on. I'm going to get my phone.
He's,
I can film her.
You're judging
freedom.
Him. You're judging
no.
him.
I'm recording this, sir. I'm recording this.
All right, guys.
He has
out
right.
of the car. Out of the car.
No, I don't have to get out of the car,
I
sir.
Really feel like that you may have some
what? Why
some
did you pull me over?
Because what? My dog in the back over there alerted.
So
what
why did you pull me over?
The dog drove by you and smelled it through the window.
That's a poodle.
That's exactly right. That's my alert poodle.
As a matter of fact, I think I might get out of the car. I'm just going to keep on
going
down.
I have somewhere
I need to go.
My alert poodle needs to see you guys. Step out of the car, please.
I'm not stepping out of the car.
I'm scared of dogs.
I don't do poodles.
What this poodle is very important. It could smell anything on you for miles around.
Well, look what we're wearing. I probably smell like a dog. I'm dressed as a ballerina. being a clown werewolf.
Yes, sir. I'm very sorry. The poodle is actually humping your leg right now. Please.
Well, you're almost done.
Forgive me. That's just never happened before.
That's disgusting.
It's chewing on the rubber chicken leg, too.
Why is... Okay, so...
I'm so sorry.
Poodle. Your poodle is not vicious at all. It's a teacup poodle.
Well, it is a teacup poodle.
I didn't realize you could train them for anything. Why did you pull us over?
Well...
What?
We need answers.
The reason I pulled you over is...
Wait a minute. Wait. Is that... That badge is Velcroed on.
Okay, I'm busted.
It is.
I am.
You're driving a 1975 Gremlin to pull us over?
But wasn't my siren sound really official? Woo, 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 pull over, pull over.
I can't believe we fell for that.
I can't believe it either.
Why did you tell me to pull over?
I am Save-A-Ho.
Not from the Podam, Lise.
I'm Cop-A-Lot.
You're going to the same party, aren't you?
I am.
Awesome. Oh, awesome. Well...
You got us, man.
You got us.
I know.
You got us.
Can you reach up under your condom and pull my poodle out?
Okay. Come on. That's disgusting.
Well, it's crawled way up in there.
How did you not feel that? Never mind.
Okay.
Right. Sir, sorry about the holes in your chicken legs there.
Someone's going to have to pay for these.
Well,
come on, you know that's like your third suit already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they aren't cheap.
Just put duct tape on it.
Duct tape. Okay.
Did you start Febrezing the inside of them like we told you to?
I need chicken tape.
Sweat.
Yes, yeah. Musty.
Yeah, chicken tape might be better on that, actually. But it is a little musty. The smell that's wafting through the beak there is... It's kind of bad.
It's just got some flavor to it.
It's not just a chicken suit. It's a chicken coop in there.
When did you take that off last?
Bugging the chicken rubber guy, okay?
It's a dumb cock anyway.
Doing it.
Well, I don't know.
I like my suit. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not making fun of our suits.
No, he really should be. I mean, you're wearing a body condom with a red S.
Well, I am Save-A-Ho, and I'm saving hoes from you.
She explained this already.
Why do you keep letting that poodle get in there?
Okay. One second. I'll get it out.
Wow. That was in there pretty deep, wasn't it? Kind of stuck. I really think you can have the poodle now. I'm going to give it to you. It's your poodle.
Lucky.
Guys,
Do you want to try to put the poodle in the chicken suit?
No. You guys have a wonderful night. I'm going to go on my own.
Hey, officer.
Yes.
Can I ride with you?
No. The car is full.
But it's empty. It's just you.
I actually just picked up a bunch of people that just went to see this movie that they didn't want anybody to know about. And they're in the back of the car right now.
I can see the car.
They're ducked down because they don't want anybody to know they're there.
They're hiding.
I mean,
Are you kidnapping them?
Mary, would you guys raise up over there? See, look.
What is it?
There they are. See, they're all in the car. We just met at this theater, and we're going to.
Can we get out of here? I just spent $50.
We were going to reenact it later.
I wasn't watching a porno.
See, I gotta go.
Is that guy wearing a chicken suit?
I gotta leave, guys.
Hey.
So, you guys have a wonderful night, and keep the poodle.
Are we going to see you at the party?
Maybe. I don't know. Depends.
You said you're going to reenact that movie?
That's the plan.
Can I watch?
Only if you have 3D glasses.
But do you have any unsalted butter?
I think, actually, Paul used it all. However, we were able to get some ketchup packets, and we hear that that's pretty exciting, too. Really?
Was it the sugar-free?
No, it wasn't.
It doesn't taste the sugar-free.
But we did blend it with some mustard for that little spicy effect, you know?
Watch where that goes.
And luckily, the theater that we were at had peach rings. And, you know, peach rings fit over things nicely.
Yeah, you can call it swelling.
Are you talking about the candy peach rings?
Yes.
Oh, come on, like you've never taken a peach ring off somebody.
Yeah.
What are you implying, Mr. Werewolf?
It was me. I watched you do it.
Oh, gosh.
Twice.
Right. Well, good night. See you guys later.
Get the poodle out of there.
the one thing that beats the Texas heat? Ice cold soda pop! And Rocket Fizz has over 500 flavors of pure cane sugar soda pops. Maybe saltwater taffy is your thing. Well, we've got over 100 flavors of saltwater taffy. You've got to come check it out. We even have candies from all over the world, including Japanese candy. So come visit us at 4129 South Broadway in Tyler. Rocket Fizz Soda Pop and Candy Shop. Be sure and tell them Stanley sent you.
Hey, what's up? This is City from the Speakeasy, and you're listening to Astronet Radio.
Are you tired of your everyday run-of-the-mill hip-hop station that only plays what they want you to hear?
Hell yeah.
Tired of all the censorship and all the we can't say this beep, and we beep. Can't talk about that?
Beep, beep.
Then make sure you tune into the Speakeasy.
There's no caps, there's no limits, there's no shut-ups, there's no peeps.
Hip-hop at its finest.
Raw and uncut.
The Speakeasy.
Well, this is the people's station, not the corporate station.
Speakeasy.
Hot topics, good music.
The Speakeasy.
Live Friday at 5.
The rabbit hole to the underground.
Chill!
Gotta slay all these stupid teenagers again. I'm getting too old to chase these young co-eds all the time. And this chainsaw gets heavier and heavier. And I never have time to clean the blood off properly unless I boil the blaze and... Wait, did I leave my stove on before I came out to stalk my prey tonight? Crap. I hope it doesn't burn down my creepy shack in the woods.
Mind of the Monster. Take a look inside, if you dare. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on AstronetRadio.com.
Introduce this here next set. Papa Bona here, and it's about a bunch of folks going to an art house to see some kind of artsy-fartsy film. It's called theater porn. I remember going back to porn theaters when I was a young man, but we had to put a nickel in it and spin the handle ourselves. Edison did that thing, and he wasn't that good-looking naked either.
Oh, man. I hope nobody notices that I'm here. I heard about this film the other day, and I really want to see it, but it's kind of embarrassing, you know? It's one of those pictures that you want to see, so... Yeah, you just don't want everybody knowing that you want to see it. So here I am at the Cineplex, the art house. I think I'm going to have to get some popcorn. God, I hope I don't run into anybody I know over here. Hey there, Paul.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
Just getting some popcorn, you know?
Me too.
Yeah. What are you seeing?
That there's a French film I wanted to see.
Oh, I think I know the one you're talking about.
No, I doubt it. It hadn't been advertised. What are you here to see?
Mine hasn't been advertised either. It's a one-day thing, you know. I think it's actually animated or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Like I said, mine's over there. Hey, is that John?
John?
Mark and Paul? Hey, guys, I didn't think I'd see you here.
How's it going, man?
It's going great, man.
What brings you to the art house?
There was, I was just kind of bored, figured I'd come check out a movie.
Which one are you going to see?
You know, I haven't decided yet. I was kind of, you know...
You've got a ticket in your hand there. What's the ticket for?
I think they gave me the wrong one.
Oh, hell, man. I hate it when they give you the wrong one. They do that sometimes.
I don't know. I guess I haven't seen it yet. I've seen all these other movies. I don't know. Maybe...
What's the name of it? Maybe I want to see it.
I doubt you did. You know, it looks kind of boring. Let me
see your ticket there. I mean...
Why
are you wadding it up?
It's nothing... This is actually a receipt. Yeah, it's a receipt for another thing.
Oh, I got you.
Right.
Hey, is that Mary walking up?
Hey, Mary.
Hi, guys. What's going on here?
What are you doing here, Mary?
I heard about this one thing that was playing, and I decided to come and just see for myself.
Oh, well, what are you watching?
Well,
I don't know what she's seeing, but that's what I'm watching.
Oh, you're watching the same thing she's watching?
Yeah, that's what I was here to see.
Oh.
Oh, really?
What is it?
What are we watching, Mary?
Bojangles?
That's not even a film they're showing here. There's no Bojangles here.
But I think there's going to be some Bojangles in
there's
the film.
There's a Bojangle in the film? Like an actor named Bojangle?
Yes.
Oh.
I think that's right. There was advertisements because I've definitely seen whatever movie she's seeing.
I think I've seen him on the internet.
Advertisements.
There's no advertisement for this film?
No. I heard about it.
Oh, yes. Who'd you hear about it from?
It was kind of on the internet, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What sites did you see it on?
Paul, Mark, John, you know, those sites.
Oh, yeah. I think I know about some of those sites.
Yeah.
But
let's not worry about what I'm seeing. What are y'all guys seeing? Because,
I'm seeing what you're seeing.
And I'm trying to figure out what he's seeing, because we might go see the same thing.
Oh, okay,
We could make it a group thing. Let's go together.
Right,
That sounds like a great idea.
So what movie are you going to see, Mary? Because we'll just go with you. You've got good taste.
I think they said it was down the hallway.
Well, that's where the movies are played. But
yeah, all the movies are down the hallway. Which one are you going to?
We
gotta
go get a ticket first. We thought John already got one, but it was a receipt or something.
Yeah, evidently. Really? He wadded it up. We can't tell what it is for
sure. Are you sure? All right.
Well,
John, you want to show us again over there? We could probably read it.
I don't know where it went. I'll just see whatever you guys are seeing. You know, it's nowhere. See, it's gone. It's gone. I'm not digging through the trash.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just gonna. Well, I just don't to see.
What did you just stick in your bra, Mary? What? I mean, was that a piece of paper I just saw you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've already got your ticket.
I haven't got my ticket yet, but I am willing to go with y'all to go get your
ticket. Okay. Well,
so
listen. I think I'm gonna go to the restroom.
Okay.
For some reason we get separated and I don't see you guys again, I'm sure we'll hook up after whatever movie it is we're going to see.
Well, I don't know what time the movie's starting. I may go have a cigarette first.
A cigarette? You smoke now?
As of now.
You just started smoking?
Yeah. I've relapsed.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, okay, guys. I'm going to the restroom. I'll see you guys later.
Are you sure you don't need a buddy to go with you?
No. That's typically a girl thing. Guys can pretty much whip it out on their own.
Okay. Well, keep on whipping.
John, what are you gonna go do, John?
I'm gonna go. You know, I'm gonna go maybe check out the selection of movies that they have again and make sure. You know, I just really haven't decided which movie I want to see yet. I definitely want to go with you guys, but I'm just going to kind of hang out here in the lobby and kind of...
Just check out the scene.
The scene. I'm going to people watch a little bit.
Oh, yeah, people watch is always fun. Yeah, that's good.
You
got to
keep a lookout.
Oh, you see that guy over there?
Suspect, don't
look at that shirt.
He looks very suspect.
It's interesting. I was really planning on kind of watching a movie by myself. But, yeah, group thing would be great.
Group movie's fine, but anyway, got to pee. Bye-bye.
What was that about?
I don't know.
He's acting kind of weird, isn't he?
He is acting weird. I wonder.
Do y'all know
what
movie
to...
he's watching?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wonder why was he asking us what movie we were watching?
I don't know. You know, I bet you he was here to see that movie.
Oh. That one?
That one?
The Busted Bodices?
Oh.
Whew. I ditched him, finally. Whew. Made him think I was going to the restroom, and I ducked right in here. What's this movie called again? Oh, yeah. Disco Dolls in Hot Skin and Busted Bodices. Yeah. This one had to fall off a truck somewhere because I know they didn't get this one legally. But damn, this is supposed to be in 3D. I got my glasses right here. I can't wait to see what comes at me off of that screen. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Well, I'll just have a seat over here in the third row from the front. I can see it really good from here. And just chill out and...
Shit! Mark!
Aw, crap, Paul!
What are you doing in here?
I had to sit down. I was feeling faint.
Well, I got my drink and I almost spilled it, so I had to sit down.
Well, gosh, it was so hot out there in the lobby, and I got lost trying to find the restroom. I just wandered into the first theater that was available.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I finished my cigarette. It was, it's just been a hard day.
Yes, cigarettes kind of, they give you a high if you don't smoke them often, and it just messes with your head.
I can see where you could wander in here, so... Yeah. I didn't want to spill my drink.
Well, I don't want to keep you. You should probably wander in the auditorium. You should go in.
I got confused to where I was. This is usually the seat I like to sit in this theater, but I don't even
know what
movie
come
they're
here
playing.
Often, it's some French film, I think, like you wanted to see.
Yeah, I can't even remember. Do you know the name of it?
No, it hasn't been advertised much, actually. But, word of mouth, I think, is what's carrying it, really.
Yeah. Do you know what it's about?
Shit. Look. There's fucking John.
John, seriously?
What are you doing in here?
I was spending forever at the concession stand buying hot dogs and drinks and popcorn, hoping I wouldn't catch you guys in here, but... Yeah, I guess... we're all watching the same movie, right?
We don't even know what's showing. What's showing?
What's playing in here, John?
It looks like, look, we're watching a pornographic movie together.
Holy crap. So,
is that what this is?
We are?
Wow. I guess,
Come on, guys. There's
I'm
no
so
way.
Offended. I would leave if I wasn't so tired.
I know.
There's no way you didn't know. I mean, look at the poster. There's
what poster? I didn't see a poster.
You didn't see the movie poster?
This film was not
censored,
advertised well enough to have posters.
I'll be honest, it's just us dudes here. It's just a movie.
Hell. Just when you say that, here comes Mary.
Mary!
Why, hello, guys.
Oh, wow. This got very awkward.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. So, what are y'all doing in here?
Well, I was really tired and got lost. Paul got a high from his cigarette and just got confused and wandered in the wrong place and...
Uh-huh. I was holding the door open. That's
you just said
was...
you were coming to see a porn.
No.
Dude, you just said that. Look at the poster. I mean, that was your word.
Didn't
this
you say
a pornographic
disco
movie?
Dolls
okay,
and hot skin and busted bodices? That was your thing.
John's
man.
Coming watching a porn. Mary, this I don't know what they're talking about.
Wait,
yeah,
guys.
I was just trying to.
Guys, what are you doing here, Mary?
Well, you know how I had that side job? Well, I'm actually just
that one that you charge for 15 minutes?
No. It's more than that. Thank
you
very much.
You got 15 minutes? I only got 10.
I think it's just how much
you guys
you pay.
Aren't supposed to be sharing that with anyone.
You're the one in here
what happened
porno,
to our secret?
To John.
I need that link.
don't worry, I'll get to you after
the
show.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
So the film that is going on, I'm starring in it, so I thought I would come see it.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I had no idea.
Wow.
You're starring in it, huh?
If one of my friends is in it, I'll go watch
since
it.
Since you're in it, we'll stay.
Absolutely.
But I mean, you don't really have to stay. You could go to the next theater.
No, we wouldn't do that to you.
We're
here and... I'm really tired anyway.
It's our duty to support our friends.
I might just go to sleep and just stay here, so that you get the money from this eventually.
John, you weren't a fan of Pee Wee Herman while we were about to do this, were you? Are you?
Pee Wee Herman was awesome. I mean, Pee Wee's Playhouse. I loved that show growing up.
Well, actually,
why do you bring that up?
Much more of a fan of George Michael, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. I don't know.
Well, I got the aisle seat by Mary.
And I couldn't help but notice that you asked for extra butter on your popcorn with a side of butter. What's that for?
What's up with that?
I like butter. It's definitely not lubrication.
Okay, as long as we're clear.
Kind of weird that you said it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, weird?
It is kind of weird that you said it that way.
I just... Well, you were starting to insinuate, and I just want to get it
I just ask a simple question about the butter.
Be careful with the salt.
Yeah.
I learned that. I mean,
Yeah, salt is bad. You got to be really careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mary's the one that told me about it.
Yeah.
Really?
What am I not supposed to tell?
No. That is supposed to be our secret.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
You guys must hang out a lot here.
Just sometimes.
Not
all the time.
Usually about 30, 45 minutes at a time.
Okay.
Usually cost me about $50.
Oh.
Not too terribly.
Wait. Is he the one you were telling me about the other day?
Yeah, you know, the small package.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I heard about that.
The DVD that I got in the mail package.
No, it was small, honey.
Oh my. Well, since we've gone this far, you're obviously not going to need as much butter as you thought you were. So
no,
you want to share some of that?
There's always room for butter.
You want to share some butter with me?
I guess I got a large popcorn.
Yeah, I did too. I got a large popcorn, and there's a hole in the bottom, so feel free to reach in and get as much as you like.
It's a small hole.
Well, it's for you.
Adventure, romance, Order of the Firewalker, the new novel from the twisted mind of author Richard D. Ramsey delivers. In a mysterious order called the Firewalkers, a new recruit accepts the fraternal vows to never reveal their secrets and never fall in love. But Jessica is a problem, and her father, a ruthless politician, will stop at nothing to uncover the secrets of the Order of the Firewalker. Pick up your copy today on Amazon or visit RichardDRamsey.com.
This is Bill Bergdorf, one of the actors for Walk in Shadow, and you're listening to AstronetRadio.com.
Somebody once said, everybody has an opinion, and they all stink. What a bunch of crap! Obviously, they aren't listening to the right opinion. Nerd's Eye View is a show that explores the best, and sometimes the worst, in comics, games, movies, and everything else in nerd geek culture. Tune in to the one show that tells it like it is and isn't afraid to defend that position. Nerd's Eye View with host Eric Nivens, Monday nights at 7 p.m. Central, only on AstronetRadio.com. You've heard everybody else's opinion, now hear things from my point of view.
Papa Boda again, that was some damn funny stuff for a bunch of no-talent hicks out here trying to do stuff. Our next skit coming up, damn, I need to have a little more whiskey in this here coffee. Batman needs a job. He's looking for something since all the DC movies suck so bad. Back when I was a young man, we had good Batman who wore spandex and drove real Batmobiles, not running around in some kind of big plastic costume going, I'm Batman, that just shucks. Well, here he is looking for a job.
All right. Well, looking at your paperwork here, I see that you're really kind of a night person.
Oh, that's right.
And you don't necessarily, you kind of keep your own hours, basically.
I do.
Well, you do realize that anything that we do, you'd have to be on a schedule.
I'm Batman.
Yes, you've wrote that on just about every answer here. You know, when I ask you if you were married, you put, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
And, you know, that's good. Well, you've made that abundantly clear, Batman. But entering the workforce may be difficult for you.
Why is that?
Well,
I have skills.
Have you ever actually punched a clock?
Yes, I have. With this right fist right here, and the left fist, followed by a roundhouse kick.
Okay. That's
right in the face of the clock.
Not exactly.
Rang its bell.
Gotcha. That's not exactly what I meant.
I'm Batman.
Have you ever actually taken orders from a superior?
I have no superior. I'm Batman.
Because you're Batman. Right. Okay, I got it. Okay, well, let me ask you this. If I was to, say, send you down to the local McDonald's, could you actually do that and be happy?
I could go to the McDonald's, yes.
And you could cook
fries?
They have
Happy Meals.
Happy Meals.
Yes.
Yes.
With Batman.
But Batman is not happy, usually, so...
That's why I have the meal. It makes me smile.
Okay.
I'm Batman.
Well, you know, the only job that I think that you could actually do that I have available here is basically working the door at a strip club.
At the strip club?
That's what I have, actually.
Batman at a strip club?
Well, I mean...
Booby man.
You're wearing a mask. No one's going to know who you are.
A mask. This isn't a mask.
That's not a mask?
It's not a mask.
Okay.
I'm Batman.
Well, it looks like something black just pooped on your head.
You don't have anything in crime fighting. Vigilante.
Well, sometimes the bars get, the strip clubs get rowdy, you know. I mean, you might have something to do there.
Strip clubs.
The Batman. Girls do need protection.
Dollar bills, G-strings.
Yes, yes, all the above.
Batman could do this.
Batman.
I could kick some ass.
Yes. Well, now hold on. Hold on. Let's not get too excited here. You're not going in to kick some ass. You're just going in to be imposing, to guard the door.
Imposing.
Yes. That's all.
Can Alfred come?
I don't know. Is he taking Viagra?
I don't know.
Well, then how are you going to know if he's going to come or not?
I've never asked him.
Well, that's a personal
question,
Batman.
He and Robin spent a lot of time in the sauna.
I really don't think you should tell everybody that, Batman.
I'm Batman.
You are Batman. I see that now. And abundantly clear on the fact that you're Batman. And it's disturbing to me that Alfred... Well, let's just not even go there. So, when you go to this strip club, all I need you to do is...
You should see him with Aunt Martha.
Aunt Martha. Oh, boy. Just report to Candy Kane, okay? She's going to be your boss.
Is she a villain?
No.
It sounds like a villain.
No, she's... A good girl gone bad.
Like Poison Ivy.
But there's hope for her.
She's sweet.
Well, she is sweet. Yes.
Candy cane.
And she's very nice.
Liquor and sticker.
And she's going to take care of you when you get there.
But candy canes have a crook.
Well.
She's a crook. She's evil.
She has a hook.
I'm Batman.
Not a crook. And her hook is that she's candy cane, candylicious.
I have a right hook.
You do, Batman. I'm impressed with this. Really, really I am. Do you have any form of ID?
I'm Batman.
Well, the costume does say Batman, but do you have anything, you know, more formal?
I have my official Justice League ID. It came with the wallet.
That looks like it came out of a cereal box, actually.
It did. It says I'm Batman.
And there's like some sort of decoder thing at the bottom. What is this?
That's for secret messages from Alfred.
Okay, do you have like a passport?
Right now it says bring baby oil.
Or you drive the Batmobile, right?
I drive the Batmobile, yes.
Okay, don't you have to have a license to drive that?
Not to drive the Batmobile.
You don't?
No, Commissioner Gordon says A-okay.
Well, what about the Batboat, the Batplane, or the Batcopter?
I just drive them.
You don't have
the
a license?
The only thing I have to have... Hold on, I do have a license. Wait. Here it is. It's my license to carry shark repellent when I have sharks climbing up the ladder to the Batcopter.
I heard that some days there's just no place to get rid of a bomb.
That's true. It's very frustrating.
Huh.
I've gone to therapy for that for years.
I understand.
Has something to do about losing my parents when I was a child.
Oh, okay. Well,
I can't let go of things.
I think probably before you go down there, you should probably go get some form of official ID. And I don't think the Justice League membership card is really going to work for that.
So Superman's signature means nothing.
Well...
Superman's a pussy.
I'll be sure and relay that to him. I have an appointment with him next week, actually.
Wonder Woman's hot.
That's true.
You tie up in those ropes. Oh, yeah.
I know this girl named Holly that's pretty hot, too, but...
Holly's hot.
But, Batman, your voice just changed.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about Holly.
Okay, all right. Well,
I'm like the opposite of Santa Claus. I know where all the naughty girls are.
That's good. That's good. Okay, but get yourself an ID. Go down and talk to Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
The crook.
No, the hook.
The hook. The hooker. The stripper.
Well, she doesn't do that anymore. She's kind of the boss of the other girls there. I mean, you're going to meet...
She's a crime boss.
Chocolate Drop.
Chocolate Drop.
And Mighty Minnie. She's good. She's a little short. You can set your beer on her head, and she'll walk around and never spill a drop.
Oh, that's excellent. Flathead.
Yeah.
That's handy.
That is handy. Yes. If she had a superpower, that would be it.
Will she fit in the trunk of the Batmobile?
Okay, you're disturbing me, Batman, because...
I'm Batman.
You know, I pride myself on placing employees in the right place, and just, I have a feeling this could go bad. Yeah.
Batman at strip club go bad? I never go bad.
It could go very bad. Okay, listen, here's what we're going to do, Batman. We're going to just wait until you get that picture ID before you go down there. How about you come back and see me next week with an actual photo ID?
With an actual photo ID?
An actual photo ID, yes. Can you do that?
I can do that, yes.
Okay, all right. That's good. And would you please stop trying to use the batarang to knock the vases off behind me? I mean, it's really getting annoying.
But they're moving.
Well, they're
There's
just...
ivy in them. It's poison ivy.
No, they're just...
Poison ivy's evil.
They're just vases.
Candy cane is evil.
And you've already broken two of them since you've been here. And it's really getting on my nerves, okay? So, just... Right.
Good. Thank you. I'll call you.
Right on. And may I suggest you get some bat deodorant between now and then?
Well, spandex holds aromas.
Obviously. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm Batman.
For the last damn time tonight, this here is Papa Bona, and I'm telling all of you, thank you for listening to the show. All of us no account, no talent hacks up here trying to do a little work. Listen to the show, tell us what you want, and if you got your poor children out there and you got offended, I warned you at the start of the show that parental guidance was not just suggested, it's damn near required. So if you're set upset and you're offended, suck it up there, Buttercup, and just listen. You can tune in at any time, listen to us on the podcast, or like us on our new Facebook page. Or you can give us some skit ideas, too, because we don't know what the hell we're doing, and we like it that way. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week. I'm Papa Bona, and get the hell out of my office.
This episode, copyright 2016, all rights reserved. We'll be right back.